I'm Jake Knapp, a designer, investor, and New York Times bestselling author. I've spent the last 25 years helping companies create products people genuinely love. I helped build Gmail, co-founded Google Meet, and worked with hundreds of startups, including Blue Bottle Coffee, One Medical, and Slack. Along the way, I learned that the foundation of success is shockingly simple. So I'm excited to share five key ideas from my new book, Click, that reveal how you can make your next big project a hit by building the right simple foundation. Idea one, project beginnings are a hidden gold mine. The beginning of a new project is a moment of massive opportunity. With a strong beginning, we define the right strategy, gain confidence, and build momentum. Without a strong beginning, it's nearly impossible to succeed. Beginnings are crucial, but beginnings are totally overlooked. The world's most popular approach to starting projects, it's chaos. Meet and meet and meet, talk and talk and talk, churn out slide decks, documents, and spreadsheets that no one actually reads, outlast your opponents in a political cage match, finally rely on a hunch and commit to years of work. That's the old way, and it is bonkers. Doing things the old way, it can take 6 months or more to develop a strategy. The old way is like assembling IKEA furniture by tossing parts, an Allen wrench, and a dozen squirrels into a broom closet, then hoping for the best. We don't have to accept the old way. We can redesign how we start projects. We can structure the first hours so that we get the best contribution from every person on the team, make smart decisions, and find a winning strategy as fast as possible. Idea two, most teams skip the basics. Teams who build winning products share some fundamental traits. They know their customers and what problem they can solve for them. They know which approach to take and why it's superior to the alternatives. And they know what they're up against and how to radically differentiate from the competition. These teams have mastered the basics. When I first began working with startups, I was embarrassed to ask founders basic questions like, who are your competitors or how will you differentiate? Because I didn't want to waste their time or appear naive. But once I worked up the courage, I learned a surprising thing. If I asked three co-founders to write down their startup's target customer, I got three different answers. If I asked a team what differentiated their product from the competition, I got a 60-minute debate. Smart, motivated people who respect their colleagues can still struggle to get on the same page. Mastering the basics might be obvious, but it's not easy. Three. Clear strategy starts with a clear calendar. Business as usual stands in the way of mastering the basics. In the modern workplace, we're supposed to attend meetings with teammates, managers, reports, business partners, and so on. We're supposed to stay on top of our email and messages. We're supposed to juggle multiple projects. And of course, we're supposed to meet deadlines and deliver results. But if we think we can take on ambitious projects and make them click with customers while bouncing along through business as usual, ricocheting from one context to the next, we're fooling ourselves. Figuring out a project strategy takes intense focus. Choosing the best opportunity among many options takes intense focus. Designing and building a prototype to test our hypothesis, yep, that too requires intense focus. The normal way of working does not allow for intense focus, especially intense focus that is shared by multiple members of a team. The solution is straightforward. Make the difficult decision to call time out, drop everything, all the constant email, constant meetings, constant context switching, and come together to think hard, make big decisions, and master the basics. Idea four, silence and structure generate the best ideas. The group brainstorm is our species' natural response to collaboration. Gather a bunch of hunter-gatherers from the Ice Age and ask them to build a hut, and you'll get a group brainstorm. Gather a bunch of Royal Society scientists from 17th century England and ask them to come up with a business plan, and pretty soon they'll be shouting ideas and ordering out for pizza and sticky notes. Group brainstorms are in our DNA. They're fun, at least for extroverts, but they don't work. They produce mediocre ideas. They exclude those who aren't comfortable in the group, those who don't excel at verbal sales pitches, and those who do their best thinking in silence. So when it's time to define your strategy, do not brainstorm out loud. Do not have an open-ended discussion. Instead, work alone together. give each person time to generate proposals in silence, time to review others' proposals in silence, and time to form opinions and vote in silence. Idea 5, strategy equals hypothesis. Until a solution clicks with customers, our so-called strategy is just an educated guess. And in one way or another, that guess is almost certainly wrong. Maybe we're differentiating on speed when people care most about simplicity. Maybe we chose the wrong problem or the wrong customer. First guesses might be off by a lot or a little, but they are almost always off. So instead of writing strategy documents, start with a founding hypothesis. A founding hypothesis is a simple Mad Lib-style sentence that describes the essential guesses behind every project. If we solve problem for customer with approach, they will choose it over competition because our solution is differentiation. Yes, the founding hypothesis is simple, but that's exactly what makes it so powerful. Products click when they make a compelling promise, and that promise must be simple or customers won't pay attention. Best of all, once you've written a founding hypothesis, there's no hiding behind slides, charts, and projections. Your educated guess is standing in a dazzling spotlight, and you'll want to experiment right away to find out if the hypothesis is correct. My new book, Click, introduces 10 lessons for starting projects the smart way, along with a step-by-step recipe for creating your own founding hypothesis, so you can experiment, prove your strategy, and build a product that clicks. Pun intended. After over a decade of developing the method, I'm super excited to share it, and I hope you enjoy the book.